Quiet Mind, Day 64, The Ego's Secret Addiction, Why We Cling to Suffering Like It's Candy. The ego is a master of disguise, and its favorite outfit is pain. But not just the dramatic kind. Sure, we recognize rage, jealousy, and anxiety when they're loud and obvious. But what about that quiet hum of irritation when someone's 5 minutes late? Or that sigh you exhale when the line at the store doesn't move? That's ego too, and it's just as toxic. Like background radiation for your soul. If you've ever thought, this day is terrible, take a second look. The day isn't terrible. The day just is. It's your resistance to what's happening, your mental tantrum about the wind, the rain, or the traffic. That's causing the suffering. And the ego loves that suffering. It gets to be right, gets to blame, gets to build a little fortress of indignation where it feels temporarily powerful. The storm outside doesn't hurt you. Your story about it does. The twisted part? The ego doesn't always hate suffering. Sometimes it enjoys it. Negativity gives it something to feed on. Anger makes it feel strong. Resentment makes it feel justified. Anxiety makes it feel like it's doing something. In a very sick way, these states feel like the pleasure to the ego, or at least like protection. But meanwhile, your body is paying the price. Blood pressure rising, immune system tanking, energy draining. And the moment you say, wait, I'm creating this, you shift something big. You stop being the ego and start being the awareness behind it. That shift changes everything. Suddenly there's space, room for choice, for intelligence, not the cunning kind, but true, connected wisdom that sees the whole picture. The kind of intelligence that heals instead of reacts. The ego is clever. It manipulates, schemes, plots, performs. It's always trying to get something, control, attention, validation, an apology. But cleverness is narrow. It's all angles and quick fixes. Intelligence is wide. It connects the dots between people, moments, and meaning. It creates unity. Cleverness will get you elected. Intelligence will save your soul. So how do you spot the ego in action? Start with those little, almost invisible negative states. The irritation, the tension, the subtle fed-up feeling that hovers just beneath your smile. That low-grade discontent is ego's background music, and most people play it on repeat for years. You'll only hear it when you're truly present, when you're watching your inner world like a hawk. And then there are those sneaky inner monologues we don't even know we're having, the unconscious beliefs that create quiet misery. Things like, I'll be happy once I finally get that. If only that hadn't happened, I'd be at peace. This shouldn't be happening now. You should be different so I can feel okay. These thoughts are all like invisible scripts driving your entire emotional life, and they're complete fiction. And even though we grumble and sigh and glare at the world, most of us never realize this suffering isn't being done to us, it's being generated by us. So here's the medicine. Notice it. See the ego. Watch it try to play the same game again and again. And when you catch it, smile. You're not losing your mind. You're finding your awareness. That's not just healing, that's liberation.